This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The city of Chicago failed to install a promised network of air monitors last fall. At a city council meeting yesterday, the city leaders said the monitors would be up by summer. The city has worked with a number of community organizations for several years to jumpstart an air monitoring project. According to the city's public health commissioner, Simbo Ige, the sensors still need to be calibrated to get accurate readings.
The recommendation is that that should happen in spring, not at the height of winter. It will not be as accurate as it should be.
The air monitoring project is tied to a 2023 settlement between the city and the federal government over a complaint that the city pushed polluting industries into Black and Latino communities. It's allergy season, and Loyola Medicine's Gottlieb Memorial Hospital will be updating allergy counts every weekday throughout the season. Dr. Rushna Shah is a board-certified allergist and directs the Loyola Medicine Allergy Count. She says the process begins with a machine that sits on the hospital's rooftop.
It collects on slide the pollen for 24 hours. Then we collect that slide, stain it, then under the microscope physically count how many grains of pollen and what kind of pollen is in the air.
Then the team determines whether pollen is absent, low, or high for the day. Shaw says there's more tree pollen right now than normal for this time of year. That's because March was unseasonably warm. Chicago Bears brass says the team is now focusing on both Arlington Heights and Chicago's lakefront for a new stadium. Previously, the team was firm that their focus was to build a stadium on the lakefront, but now the door has seemingly been reopened for Arlington Heights. Bears chairman George McCaskey says the Arlington Heights site is well-equipped to hold a new stadium.
George Halas identified it more than 50 years ago as an ideal place for a Bears stadium. I don't know if anything that has happened since then changed that evaluation. It's got the metro stop. Topography is good. Can be an outstanding, beautiful green space with enhancements to Salt Creek.
The team maintains that shovels will be in the ground at one site by the end of the year. The prestigious James Beards Awards announced its finalists yesterday. And the popular Lincoln Park eatery, Galit, is up for Outstanding Restaurant. The Middle Eastern restaurant first opened its doors in 2019, just months before the COVID-19 pandemic. Galit co-owner Andres Clavero says that at times it's been a bumpy road. That makes this honor all the more special.
It's surreal. That's the best I can explain. I'm very proud of our team. You know, they help share our vision every single day, and it's really a testament to them.
But also in the restaurant business, there's not much time to pause.
Things don't stop. It's great to take it in, but like there's no real time to take it in. So it's humbling, but also like the best reminder is like, you know, we got to get back out there.
The Beard winners will be announced June 16th in Chicago. Some more things you should know today. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is calling yesterday's tariff announcement from President Donald Trump, quote, an extreme escalation against our closest allies. In a statement, Pritzker says, quote, Donald Trump may want to call this Liberation Day, but there's nothing liberating for working families who are grappling with the high costs of food, housing, and utilities. The governor wrapped up a four-day trip to Mexico yesterday, aimed at strengthening Illinois' economic relationship with the country. The Chicago Teachers Union's contract deal has been approved by a governing body of elected representatives from each school. The agreement now will go to all 30,000 CTU members for ratification vote next week. CTU President Stacey Davis-Gates described the atmosphere at the packed House of Delegates meeting as celebratory. CTU members say they were pleased with provisions like smaller class size limits and protections for LGBTQ students. One said she and others were relieved that they did not have to go on strike. Today's weather, it will be sunny and breezy with a high of 53 and a low of 41. Tomorrow there's a chance of rain and the high will be 48. And that's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.